There's a crowded field of seven Republican candidates running to replace Kansas 2nd District Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins, who's retiring. Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service reports on how these GOP candidates are trying to differentiate themselves.
Let's start by going over our rules a little bit tonight.
Six of the seven Republicans are gathered for a forum in a church basement in Eudora. There's a variety of candidates, but a lot of agreement on big issues. Take, for example, a question on whether the U.S. should build a wall on the southern border, as President Trump wants.
So the answer is, do I support the wall? The answer is yes.
The wall will not fix our security entirely, but it, without a doubt, is a deterrent. And that's what we can do.
Yes, we need to build a wall, and yes, we need to fund it.
That was Basar City Council member Vernon Fields, State Representative Kevin Jones of Wellsville, and State Senator Karen Tyson of Parker. There's also agreement on some other issues, like abortion and taxes. Those similarities make it a tough choice for voters like Edmund Ray.
I like them all, and I wish we could put them all on the federal level. Knowing that is not possible, I'm going to have to choose.
Ray wants someone who supports the president. The candidates in this race are all trying to appeal to the conservative voters who elected Trump while trying to distinguish themselves. Republican State Senator Steve Fitzgerald of Leavenworth touts his conservative credentials and says with his military, business, and elected experience, he would be an effective representative in Congress.
Just being a conservative is not enough. I think you have to be common sense. You have to be willing to work with others. You have to be able to get together and pull the wagon so that we're going in the right direction.
Another state lawmaker, Senator Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha, says in Congress he'd be prepared to clash with party leadership when necessary.
I'm willing to work with leadership. I'll work with leadership. I will not work for them. I will work for the people in my district. I've told them where I stand on issues. The voters make their decision.
State Senator Karen Tyson, who owns a ranch in Linn County, is touting her endorsement by the Kansas Farm Bureau and her background in technology. She says she's worked on tough budget and tax issues in the legislature, and she can take that experience to Washington.
Part of our theme is stop stalling, start debating, and get it done. And that's what we need to do. People are tired of just pointing fingers and not getting action. And I want to be somebody that works on solutions.
The race is not just playing out on debate stages like the one in Eudora. It's also hitting the airwaves. And one candidate will likely be mentioned on TV more than any other.
Steve Watkins answers when the call to serve beckons. Volunteered for combat in Afghanistan, Airborne Ranger.
That's an ad for Steve Watkins, a political outsider. The ads have been paid for by a super PAC funded by his father, a Topeka physician, who's been pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars into an ad blitz leading up to the primary.
He's buying the race. I think his core values are whatever you want them to be.
That's Senator Fitzgerald, who does not believe Watkins is a real conservative. Watkins says he's always been a Republican, and there's a simple explanation why he's a target for Fitzgerald.
Because we're doing great in the polls. So again, there's a reason why we're getting hit with all this fake news. Don't believe it.
Watkins from Topeka is tying himself to another person who won as a political novice, Donald Trump. He calls the other candidates career politicians.
If we want an outsider and if we want somebody to help Donald Trump drain the swamp, there's one candidate, that's Steve Watkins. I'm proud of that.
Former Kansas House Speaker Doug Mays, also from Topeka, rounds out the ticket of candidates. He says in Congress there's a lot of pressure to vote with leadership, and he's willing to stick to his guns. University of Kansas political scientist Patrick Miller says with the candidates agreeing on so many issues, it makes sense they're trying to differentiate themselves in other ways.
These candidates are not particularly well known. They have the job of introducing themselves to voters. Part of that is having the best story.
Whoever wins the Republican primary on August 7th will take on Democrat Paul Davis in the fall election. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.